poverty, mental illness, drug use and crime are common denominators on the streets of Skid Row in Los Angeles, California, a neighbourhood that's home to thousands of homeless men, women and children. The soundtrack of this neighbourhood all too often includes violent discord and police sirens.
But every Wednesday night, if you listen very closely, you can hear something different drifting out over the streets of Skid Row, the sound of music. As Dr. Seuss's immortal Grinch might have said, all the homeless in Skid Row, the tall and the small, were singing without any alcohol at all.
Lena Naziswe has this story on how for almost 20 years, karaoke night has been bringing this down-and-out California neighborhood together.
Ain't too proud to beg, sweet darling, please.
It's a hot night in the Skid Row neighborhood of Los Angeles, California, but Sidewalk Slim is just warming up.
Please don't leave me, girl, don't you go. I heard a cry.
In just a few moments, Slim will be at the door welcoming some 200 of his fellow Skid Rodians, as he calls them, and encouraging them to lift up their voices and sing as well. For almost 20 years, the Community Church of the Nazarene has set the stage for karaoke every Wednesday night in the heart of a community that is home to the biggest concentration of homeless men, women, and children in the United States. As many as 11,000 of them live in tents, shelters, and hotels in Skid Row, which covers a 50-block area. Just outside the storefront church, I see a man buying a needle to inject heroin. On the inside, Senior Pastor Anthony Stallworth leads a prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you and we thank you for this opportunity.
A prayer that acknowledges what is just beyond the walls of the congregation.
We pray too, Lord, that you put a hedge of protection around this place so that the enemy would not be allowed to come in here and have his way. And if anybody comes in here, Lord, with any kind of disruptive spirit, we pray that your spirit, Lord, would move them on out the door so that our security people would not have to get involved.
But the night is more about song than supplication. Pastor Stallworth says the weekly karaoke night provides a harmonious haven.
What we do here on Wednesday night is we provide a safe, warm place for the people of the community of Skid Row to be able to come and to have a wonderful time and a free cup of coffee and a couple of things to eat and to let them know that Jesus loves them right from here, that they don't have to go out and get high. They don't have to go out and get drunk. They don't have to go out and do any crime or anything like that. So we're going to open up the doors here. You ready?
Are you ready?
Those entering the church to sing represent a variety of ages and ethnic groups. The backgrounds of the singers who will perform are as diverse as the thousands of songs that they have to choose from country to pop. But the pastor says there are some songs that are off limits.
Yeah, we don't do any songs that glorify sex, drugs, or alcohol. If it's too blatant or anything like that, we just don't do it. So you can't come in here and want to sing Baby Got Back. We're not going to let it happen.
While Robert Verdine may not be allowed to sing about drugs, the Navy veteran has struggled with crack addiction and tough times in Skid Row in his real life, although it would be hard to tell by looking at him. For tonight's performance, he's wearing a charcoal double-breasted suit, a chartreuse shirt, along with a marigold pocket square. He does not just come to sing. For 9 years, he's been coming to entertain.
It's a way I could have a little fun, come out, entertain, meet the people. It's a good feeling doing something on a positive premise.
Verdine performs with fellow Skid Rodian Sidewalk Slim, who also confesses to fighting an addiction to crack. Slim says singing gives him another kind of high.
Well, it takes that feeling from the drugs because I have fun. I'm in my zone. Once I'm in my zone, I'm happy.
A singer who only wanted to be identified as Will is also happy to be in the zone. Even though the former Las Vegas entertainer has moved out of a tent on Skid Row and moved on to a job in a place with hard walls, he still comes back for karaoke night.
It's not what everyone thinks. There's not always gun shootings down here. There's not people stabbing everybody. It was on Wednesday nights here at karaoke. It's just people having fun.
You having fun?
So while there may not be an abundance of trees of green or red roses too on karaoke nights in Skid Row, they do say to themselves...